How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. Thanks for joining me today. My channel is all about self-development. It's all about learning to be more conscious, learning to live a conscious life. So today our topic is on how to know what you are committed to. Recently I've made a lot of videos about, you know, taking responsibility for one's life and how responsibility means your ability to respond. And you'll catch a theme in my videos that I'm always trying to teach you how to become self-empowered, because ultimately from a practical and from a metaphysical and spiritual point of view, you are the cause to everything in your world, to how you perceive the world. So when you become more self-empowered and you learn to inwardly navigate your inner space and to attribute less to the external world, you will start to move into the direction of consciously creating your life, and you will go away from blaming and complaining and maybe seeing yourself as a victim to being more of a creator. So on this topic that we're going to talk about today, which is how to know what you're committed to, and simply is just by taking a good look and seeing the results that you're getting. What are the results in your life? Because when you are just blaming and complaining and seeing yourself as a victim, you know, we don't like to take credit for anything that we may label as a negative or a bad thing. And, you know, we sure do like to take credit for anything that we label as good. But as I said, you know, we want to learn to see that we are the source and cause to everything in our life. So that includes the good and the bad. So when you take a good look at your life and you see the results of your life, and if you don't like what you see, then basically that's just an unconscious intention that you do not want to take responsibility for. So we want to learn to just see that we are the source and cause to everything and take responsibility for everything. And it sounds paradoxical, but a lot of people have this idea that about freedom, and you know, whether it's financial freedom, and they think that if I have a certain amount of money, then you know, I can do whatever I want. I won't need to be responsible. I can just kick back and not do anything. But I think this is a very superficial way of looking at freedom. And in reality, the more responsible, and when you take 100% responsibility for your life, this will actually be the true definition of freedom. Because instead of being at the whims of the external world and being like a puppet on strings, when you have that inner power, you will just be able to navigate and go with the flow of life and be able to consciously create your life. And although it may not unfold in exactly certain ways that you may picture in your mind, but you will be able to have the intelligence and the courage to basically go along with the flow, and you will be manifesting the essence of what your highest vision is. So that's just the idea for today, guys, is just take a good look and see the results in your life, because those results are either conscious or unconscious. They are your intention that you set in motion in the past, and you just see the effects manifest in your external world. So that's the idea, guys. I hope you guys are doing great wherever you are in the world. If you enjoy my videos, please subscribe, hit the notification bell, smash the like button. I really appreciate you helping me on my little YouTube journey. I will continue to make these videos if you enjoy them and find some value in them. And I will do my best to experiment with different topics and ideas and different formats. And I will be working hard to share complex ideas in a more simpler way than I find and come across online. So I hope you guys are doing good. Take care and peace. Boca no vento.